Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us all across the U.S. for tonight's call. My name is Kim Williams, and I have loved every day that Juice Plus has blessed my family's health over the past 11 years that I have been with the company. If you're joining us for the first time, we applaud you and give you guys a special welcome. I am sorry to say that at the last minute and unexpectedly, Dr. Paul Stricker, who was going to be doing this call for us, could not make it. And we do know life happens, even for those doctors, but not to worry. We will reschedule him for a later date. I, however, have really exciting news because Dr. Paul Williams, who is in no relation to me, in case you were wondering, has graciously stepped in to give us his special expert advice on commonly asked questions by both patients and doctors. So he will also give us education as to why everyone can take Juice Plus to better their health. And myself, having heard Dr. Williams speak many times, I can assure you that you will find tonight's information valuable and enlightening. So you may want to have pen and paper handy, because Dr. Williams is certainly one of my favorite speakers, and I'd like to give you guys a little background on him before we get started. Dr. Williams is a popular and highly respected speaker who is a 1975 graduate of the West Virginia University School of Medicine. And after completing his residency and entering private practice, he moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where he practiced emergency medicine for over 20 years. Dr. Williams has served as a physician for several athletic teams and events, including the United States International Roller Hockey Team, the 1996 Summer Olympics, numerous high school teams, and the Bell South Golf Classic. And as an ER physician, he has seen literally thousands of patients with cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other preventable diseases. He currently serves as the corporate medical director for NSA in Memphis, Tennessee, which you guys know are the makers of Juice Plus. And Dr. Williams is a highly sought-after speaker because his popular lectures have been seen around the U.S., so you guys will want to keep an eye out because he may be coming to a town near you soon. So, Dr. Williams, it's my privilege to welcome you and thank you again for taking on this call at the last minute. We truly appreciate your willingness to step in for a fellow colleague and give us this insight that you have.
Well, Kim, thank you. I'm delighted to do it, and I appreciate the kind introduction. What I wanted to talk about tonight is indeed something that I know is in a lot of distributors' minds a lot of the times, because their prospects and existing customers have pretty much the same questions a lot of time. There's some very standard ones that come along. And basically, I'm convinced it is really just, for the most part, due to a lack of understanding on those prospects' part about the whole food nutrition, because Juice Plus really is those whole foods, just without the water and fiber for the most part. Now, the first thing I want to do is make a couple of pretty basic and generalized blanket statements. And one is that, in my opinion, there is no one who cannot take Juice Plus. And that means no one. And the second statement is there is no health problem that cannot be at least helped by better nutrition. And they'll all get worse without it, of course. So those two statements together really should be the answer. And that ought to be the end of the call. But it's not, because people still say, yes, but what if? What if I've got this? What if this has happened, et cetera? So I think that a big part of the problem comes from the fact that people are looking at this nutrition in a capsule and immediately equating it with a medication or an isolated supplement. And this is one of the things that we really need to help people understand, is that this is not a medication. The nutrition in Juice Plus and the nutrition in those foods from which it came are substances that have been a part of the human diet for however long we've been eating plants. There's nothing new there. There's nothing foreign to the human body in Juice Plus. Every one of those tens of thousands of phytonutrients has been a part of our diet for eons. And that makes a big difference because, for the most part, medications are foreign substances. These are new things to the body. And we often can't be sure exactly how any one certain person is going to react to a medication. So I like the statement that says that medicines do things to the body and nutrition does things for the body. The human body has a tremendous inherent capacity to minimize or heal problems that do occur and to prevent others if we treat it right. And supplying plenty of whole food nutrition every day is an absolutely critical part of treating it right. We also expect medicines to work very quickly and hopefully only do something to the one part of the body that's having a problem. With nutrition, we need to understand that since it's not doing something to us, but rather for us, it's going to take the cells a little bit of time to utilize this nutrition. Now, certainly I have seen many customers who have felt, for instance, a little more energy within a few days. But by and large, we need to understand that we've got to give our bodies time to utilize this to the maximum. The Children's Health Study shows that the longer people take Juice Plus, the more positive results they get. And this is just another indicator of the fact that the body needs time to utilize this nutrition. Now, also with respect to supplements, and as you pretty much everyone knows, Juice Plus does not have a supplement label. It has a food label. So when I say supplements, I'm talking about isolated nutrients, various vitamins in large amounts or multivitamins, et cetera. And that does not take the place. You cannot get your body to use a few things, even in large amounts, in place of tiny amounts of tens of thousands of nutrients. It just won't work. And we are seeing more and more medical studies conclude that not only do these isolated supplements and multivitamins, et cetera, not do anything really positive for us, but they also might increase the risk of some of the very problems we're trying to prevent. Now, certainly, if a person has a diet in which there is absolutely no vitamin C, for instance, taking a little bit of vitamin C will prevent the disease called scurvy. But overall, we've got to have a little bit of everything, and it should be in the same ratios and amounts in which it occurs in our food. Now, getting on to some of the questions that I hear most often, really there are basically two types. One has to do with something in Juice Plus, and for the most part, this is the question of an allergy to a food. Somebody might well be concerned because the orchard contains pineapple, for instance. With respect to allergic reactions to food, you can only be allergic to protein. You cannot be allergic to carbohydrate or fat or vitamins or minerals, etc. It's got to be protein. Well, looking at the label on the bottle of Juice Plus, there is very little protein in this, but there is some. And in the powder in the capsules, one of the biggest sources of protein is the digestive enzymes that are added, because all enzymes are proteins. So certainly it is possible that someone could have an allergic reaction to this, theoretically. There are two types, basically, of allergic reactions to food. One is the oral allergic drug reaction or the oral allergy syndrome. And this occurs when the food contacts the lining of the mouth. This is swelling of the lips and tongue and sometimes throat, etc., and all up in that area. It does not necessarily include hives and the itching rash like that. Then the second type would be something that is hives and maybe wheezing and drop in blood pressure, and with obviously, which can certainly be very, very dangerous and life-threatening. The oral allergy problem, I think with some people, is because of a substance on the food rather than something in the food, but we can't really know that for any one individual. If that is the kind of reaction he or she has had, then the capsules bypass that problem. Now, if someone has had even that one or the other type, and I've talked with people who've had true anaphylactic, life-threatening reactions to tomatoes, for instance, then I'm certainly not going to say, well, that might have happened before, but it's not going to happen to you if you take it in this pill form. We've got to be very careful about that for this person, to at least so that he or she is reassured that we are listening to what he or she is saying. So there's a couple ways to go about this, I think. One is, let's say that it is one of the fruits that this person is worried about. That person can just take Garden and Vineyard for a while and not take the fruit initially. I think that over time, as the immune system uses the nutrition in this instance, in the Garden and the Vineyard, to sort of normalize its activity and the balance among the different parts of the immune system, my opinion is that it will become less hypersensitive to something, to possibly something in that fruit that has caused a problem in the past. Because after all, how do we desensitize somebody who is, for instance, allergic to bee stings or pollen or grass or dust? We give them allergy shots which contain tiny amounts of the very substance to which they're allergic. So, and then gradually increase that amount. And I think that that, in a way, is partially what we're doing with Juice Plus. Now, we have not shown this in a study by any means, but this is just, these are my thoughts and my opinions as a physician. Another thing that can be done is, if indeed it's the oral allergy or the allergic reaction in the past was very mild, a chewy could be taken and cut into tiny little pieces, and that person could swallow one piece, and then if nothing happens, swallow two pieces, etc., and prove that there's not going to be a reaction. I do know of folks who have had a history of a severe allergic reaction to tomatoes, for instance, who can take Juice Plus without a problem. So I can't explain why that would be initially, but it certainly has been the case. So I think we can work around this, and if indeed someone is just too afraid to ever try that one type, then let's just get them on the other two types. Any Juice Plus is a heck of a lot better than none. Now, the second type, major type of question I get pretty much always is something along the line of, well, I have diabetes. What's this going to do for my diabetes? What's this going to do for my high blood pressure? Will this help my high cholesterol? And in this instance, people are once again thinking of this as a medication. And I think a good general statement is that we don't have studies about all of those things with specific health problems yet. But if you put this nutrition in your body, good things are going to happen. And I'm so excited to see what you notice as improvement. There are some questions that do come along a little more commonly. One of them would be people with various types of gut or bowel problems, from a reflux to an ulcer to irritable bowel syndrome, and even the autoimmune inflammatory problems like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. In my mind, the Juice Plus is ideally suited for these folks because Juice Plus really doesn't require any significant digestion. For Crohn's disease in particular, those folks have the problem that the nutrition they need to get better is in the foods they can't eat. They cannot eat whole foods. They can't digest them. And we bypass that stage because Juice Plus is really the bare nutrients. It's not the food anymore. It's the bare nutrients from these foods. And they are readily and easily absorbed from the gut into the bloodstream. One of the first things that's going to start getting better is the lining of the gut. The cells that line the gut get this nutrition very early on. And in my experience, I have seen people with Crohn's disease do remarkably better. Less cramping, fewer flare-ups, less medication needed, and eventually get to where they can eat whole foods again. What an astounding change in a life for a person. Another group of people for whom that same point is important is people who've had gastric bypass surgery. They have a stomach so small now that they can't eat enough food to get all the whole food nutrition they should have. Again, Juice Plus is ideally suited for them. And it is that they will never get enough phytonutrients from their diet, in my opinion, without it. So it's a tremendous help to them as well. I mentioned irritable bowel syndrome before. I believe this will be a tremendous help to those folks as well, helping normalize colon function. So I do think that anyone, just about anyone who has a history of a bowel problem should start Juice Plus a little bit more slowly. Not because they're going to have a bad reaction to it, but if indeed their gut's been a problem, you know they have not been eating well and getting enough of this nutrition. And if you put a good bit in there, if you were to start somebody on two of each the first day, there's a great chance they will have some cramps. And we don't want a person like that to say, oh, wait a minute, I can't take this stuff. Then you've got to overcome all of that problem. So starting slowly, maybe even as slow as one capsule the first day, say an orchard capsule the first day and a garden capsule the second day, and alternate for a few days. Or you could start on chewies. A chewy is basically half of a capsule. And I just realized I forgot to mention a point concerning chewies with respect to food allergies. Chewies do not have the digestive enzymes added in, so there's not as much in them nearly as in the capsule powder. So that's yet another reason that perhaps someone with an allergy would do a little better with chewies initially. Just one other thing to think about. Okay, another very common problem, very common question I get is concerns people who are taking Coumadin. Coumadin is the strongest blood thinner we have in pill form, up to just recently anyway. There is a brand new one on the market that I don't know a whole lot about yet, and my understanding is that it would not be affected by various nutrients. But with respect to Coumadin, their doctors tell them not to eat leafy green vegetables and dark green vegetables. That is because those are the primary source, or one of the main sources, of vitamin K in our diet. Vitamin K stimulates the liver to produce some proteins that help in the formation of a blood clot. So if a person is on a dose of Coumadin and they know through blood testing that is the right dose for him, then he starts eating a lot of spinach salads for a few days, it will interfere with the effectiveness of the Coumadin and increase his risk of a clot. Now, people are on Coumadin for one of several reasons. Most commonly is phlebitis with a blood clot in the leg or the pelvis, and whether or not it's moved to the lung as a pulmonary embolus. People who are in atrial fibrillation chronically, the heart rhythm, are on Coumadin to reduce the risk of a clot forming in the top part of the heart. People who have a mechanical heart valve, people who've had a certain kind of stroke might be on Coumadin. So then the dose of a degree of blood thinning has to be maintained within a certain range. So that's why they have to have their blood tested every month to make sure they're in that range. Well, the problem is not that people would get some vitamin K from these foods, because we have to have some vitamin K for multiple other reasons. You cannot go with none. The problem is that these folks won't eat the same amount of those dark greens every day. If they did, then the dose, that would be great. They're getting essentially the same amount of vitamin K every day, and the Coumadin dose would be determined according to that. Well, with Juice Plus, the person gets vitamin K the same amount every day, and it's mainly in the garden capsules. There's none in the fruit capsules, and if there is any in the vineyard capsule, it is so tiny that it's not even measurable. I have had the question raised about whether or not the green tea in vineyard could have a little bit of vitamin K in it, and indeed some green teas do, but there's so little in vineyard that it's not even measurable. But in garden, there are 5 or 6 micrograms, not milligrams, but micrograms of vitamin K in each green capsule. So the daily dose of 2 would be 10 to 12 micrograms. That is a minuscule amount. It's an important amount, but it's not, for the most part, enough to affect the blood thinning mechanism. And doctors with whom I've talked, who are seeing patients taking Coumadin and Juice Plus, say that, well, let me back up a step. Sorry, there are two ways this will come about. If a person's already on Juice Plus when he has to start taking Coumadin, there's no problem at all. Just the standard procedures will be followed, and the dose of Coumadin will be determined. Now, they still have to be careful about eating a whole lot of spinach salad for 3 days and then none for the next week, that kind of thing. But if it's the other way around, if a person is on Coumadin and wants to start taking Juice Plus, I think a little more caution is warranted. I would have that person take one of each type capsule a day for a week and then get his blood tested. Then go to 2 of each for another week and get it tested again. And just to make sure that we don't have to change the dose of Coumadin. Doctors who are doing this are telling me that for the most part, the vast majority of people do not have to change their dose of Coumadin at all. A few do have to increase it, and actually a few get to decrease it. So obviously there are other factors involved here than just vitamin K. So Coumadin is not a reason to not take Juice Plus by any means. One other question is with respect to diabetes. Well, I think some of our most recent study information, I think, in the long run is going to be very exciting for diabetics. Now, it's not a diabetes study, but for the most, there's such a tiny amount of carbohydrate in Juice Plus that's not a problem. All Juice Plus products have a very low glycemic index. They do not raise the blood sugar significantly or rapidly. But most of the diabetics I talk to say they have found it a bit easier to control their blood sugars once they're on Juice Plus. Now, the complications that come from diabetes, like the eye or retina damage, the kidney damage, and the nerve damage, and the skin problems where this, a cut or a scrape just won't heal very well and they're prone to infections come from the fact that diabetes has a very negative impact on the very tiny little blood vessels that are supplying blood and oxygen nutrients to these various organs. And in our recent dermatology study, it was found that Juice Plus has a dramatic impact on the microcirculation, which is talking about those tiniest little arteries, to the skin. Increased blood flow and oxygen and nutrition to the skin. Well, if that's happening to the skin, it's happening to every other organ in the body as well. And I think that in the long run, we will find that Juice Plus is going to reduce the risk of the complications of diabetes. So those are some of the major questions. I know there are others, but Kim, I think that's our half hour. Are we out of time?
We are, and I wish we weren't, because I'm loving this. I'm writing names of people in my life left and right, because I think you've pretty much covered a lot of the, you know, not only diseases and even talking about the gastric bypass surgery, all these, you know, things that poor people have to deal with in their life, but you gave such common We ask questions and the answers and so much of the information to give to them. I want people to come back and listen to this call. I'm just so grateful that we recorded it. I can't thank you enough.